Hi, this is Steve Goss, along with Mara Davis, and we're looking at a holiday weekend coming up. Lots of music about, and this weekend, by the way, marks the third anniversary of us doing Mara's Music Mix.
Is it our anniversary?
3 years this weekend.
What did you get me?
Well, <it's> I got you what I got you last year.
That's right. Well, I will say that every week, joining you for this segment is a true gift, so
right.
I don't need anything, Steve.
Right back at you, okay. Mara. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Let's get started with an event that I'll actually be at, so if you would like to give me a hug, come join me at the Wirewood Songwriters Festival, which is going to be happening in downtown Alpharetta, and also at Avalon. Now, they've been doing this now for a couple of years. So the way it works is Friday night, it's free, and they have stages that are going on and also stages at Avalon. And Saturday is, you know, the big headliners are there and you pay for them. So if you go to their website right now, you can get all the details, wireandwoodalpharetta.com. But some of the highlights for Saturday, John Oates from Hall & Oates, Emily Saliers, she's been working on her solo album for a long time. So she's going to be performing some solo music. Christian Bush is going to be playing with her from Sugarland. Lily Winwood, Steve Winwood's daughter, will be there. I actually saw her perform at 30A Songwriters Festival. And then Elliot Bronson. Baby, I mean, there's just a whole great list of artists.
Sean Mullins and his protege Callahan will be there.
She will be there.
Devin McCoy, who we like.
We like him, and Andrew Rip, and Will Kimbrough, and I mean, there's just a lot of great stuff that's happening there. So look for me there on the stage, and give me a woo. I love a woo. Woo! That's the Wire and Wood Songwriters Festival, Friday and Saturday in downtown Alpharetta.
There's a band playing at the Buckhead Theater on Friday night that we've talked about before. They've come to Atlanta sometime in the last 3 years. The Wood Brothers, Chris and Oliver. Folk blues band, a trio. Oliver has a connection to Atlanta because he toured with Tinsley Ellis.
That's right, King Johnson and all of that stuff. Chris and Oliver, you know, also Modesky Martin and Wood. And they're like the Americana Kings. I feel like the Wood Brothers have been doing this. They were doing the Americana singer-songwriter thing before it was really cool, like before the Avid Brothers and Mumford & Sons.
Before it was labeled Americana.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So it's always great to catch them, and it's a bit of a homecoming for them to come to town. That's the Wood Brothers at the Buckhead Theater tonight. So here's a cool thing. Atlanta is known for its hip-hop. You know, you think of Atlanta, and that's kind of like our stamp on music, and it's a three-day festival that's coming to town in the old Fourth Ward. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's pretty much hip-hop's biggest stage, and it's conferences and people coming all over the country and the world even to talk about hip-hop and its influence and where it's going and up-and-coming artists, but some of the headliners are Rick Ross, Bone Thugs and Harmony, the world-famous Beat Junkies. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on.
Master P is going to be there. And my sources say we might have a repeat of what we had at the One Festival a couple weeks ago. Rumor is Snoop Dogg might show up.
Do you have hip-hop sources?
I do.
Wow, look at you.
And, you know, people would think, well, what does Steve Goss know about hip-hop? Well, next to nothing. Although, well, I do have a source here that says, watch for Snoop.
All right, well, I'm gonna hold you to that. I'll be watching the hip-hop A3C music feed to see what Steve Goss is onto. Well, check it out. It's the A3C Independent Hip-Hop Festival in the Old Fourth Ward all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Baby, don't try to hate this, how we do it in that Lone Star
State. Get it straight, we be draped up and dripped out. So we talked about the A3C Independent Hip Hop Festival going on all weekend, but Chance the Rapper is in town on Saturday night, playing at the Fox, so I'm wondering if he's going to show up at that festival too while he's in town. But
and you never know, but that show is going to be incredible. He is such a fantastic performer. I don't know if you happen to catch him on the Ellen Show. There's this great story about he was at a party at the White House and Ellen DeGeneres was there and was like, I want to have you on my show. And like they didn't really believe it, and then it happened, and it was really, really fun to watch. And what I like about Chance the Rapper, not only is he, you know, his lyrics are great, but he also isn't signed to a label. He is self-published, does his own thing. And his new album, Coloring Book, is a smash, too.
Well, here's a little trivia for you. His father used to work for Senator Barack Obama.
Right.
And now is the Deputy Chief of Staff for Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago.
That's Chance the Rapper at the Fox Theater on Saturday night. Don't tweak, bro. It's never sweet, oh. So the next band is called Lainey, which is a combination of Los Angeles and New York. It's an acronym for that. And they're a new dreamy pop band. They even say that they're one of Rolling Stone's, well, they didn't say it, but Rolling Stone said that they're a band to watch. And they're very poppy, a kind of blue-eyed soul, little 80s flash. I think they're one to watch.
Yeah, they've only been together about 2.5 years. They played Bonnaroo this summer. It's a trio, Paul Klein, Les Priest, and Jake Goss. No relation to me. Although, depending on how big they get, I might start claiming relation just to...
They should claim relation to you.
Just
they
so I can get a table at a restaurant. You never know.
But I think they're really fun, and I think that would be a good Saturday night show. That's Lainey at Terminal West Saturday night.
We've been celebrating, in a way, the reopening of the renovated Variety Playhouse in Little Five, and the Temper Trap, this is a rock band out of Australia, is going to be playing there on Saturday night.
This is one of the bands that we used to play on Dave FM, and the song Sweet Disposition.
Yes, 2009, yeah.
That is their signature song, but that is the kind of song that if it's a sunny day or you have a convertible or you have a sunroof and it's like, that's a song you want to drive to. Ah, God, I just love it, and you want to crank it up. They have a new album out called Thick as Thieves, and they are so excited to be touring the U.S. They've had some time off, they've been traveling the world, but now to have these shows in the United States and go on that big tour, it'll be exciting. I know this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, they were huge in Australia, of course, Europe and the U.K., and this will only be the second time they've toured the U.S. So, you know, that Dave, of course, is playing their music means that you guys were ahead of the curve.
We were ahead of the time.
Like you always were, but... I think Sweet Disposition went gold. The single did in the U.S., but other than that, they're really not. I mean, they're not that known on this side of the pond.
That's so true. I mean, Dave FM, we used to break those artists. We were ahead of the game, and look where we are now. that's
you're so far ahead. You're coming around the backside
right,
again, aren't
that's
you?
Right. That's the Temper Trap at the Variety Playhouse on Saturday night.
Increasingly. You turn me on to great songs. And this one, Darling Side, is a quartet that met at Williams College in Western Massachusetts. And, you know, when I prep these shows, you give me the list, and I go, okay, let me check these guys out. I got to tell you, I listened to their music all weekend. And in particular, there's a song called The God of Loss, which is one of the most beautiful pieces of music I've heard in a long time. And I'm not qualifying that. It's just absolutely amazing. So, if you like good harmony and you like string instruments and you like the sound of the birds back in the mid-60s, they're reminiscent of that.
I agree. I think they're great. They've been described by Rolling Stone. This is funny because with what you just said, they describe them as a mix of Guster and Crosby, Stills, and Nash with a dash of Neil Young. So it's kind of like the old meets new, but they do really have... a great sound where it's like an old sweater, right? You're like, oh, I've never heard this before, but yet I've heard it, and it's still original.
You're exactly right. It's in your head already, and they just bring it out. It's just the beautiful melodies and the harmonies. I can't say enough good things about this.
Well, a special show. I mean, to see them in an intimate listening room will definitely be a treat. So check out Darling Side Sunday night at Eddie's Attic.